80% of Japan's institutions plan to buy crypto within 3 years. Nearly 80% of Japan's institutional investors plan to allocate to crypto within 3 years, with most targeting portfolio weights between 2% and 5%. The finding comes from a joint survey published by Nomura and its digital asset subsidiary Laser Digital. The number matters because Japan is not a market known for speculative rotations. Pension funds, insurers, and trust banks here tend to move late and in formation. When a Nomura-branded survey reports that 4 in 5 respondents intend to buy digital assets by 2029, that is closer to a planning document than a sentiment read. Bitcoin traded at $76,014 as of April 21, 2026, up 1.0% on the day, while Ether sat at $23,000 and the Fear and Greed Index read 55 neutral at the time of writing. What the Nomura survey actually says, Laser Digital ran the questionnaire across Japanese institutional allocators, including asset managers, corporate treasuries, and pension-linked vehicles. Roughly 80% said they expect to hold crypto exposure within 3 years. The headline allocation band was 2% to 5% of portfolio, with a smaller group considering higher weights and a handful still at zero. Two details give the survey more weight than the typical sentiment piece. First, Nomura is one of Japan's three largest brokerages and a fixture of the domestic institutional circuit. Second, Laser Digital is a regulated Nomura subsidiary, not a third-party research shop. When the distribution channel and the custody provider are the same name, the survey doubles as a sales funnel map. The survey does not claim these investors have already moved. It measures intent. That is a softer signal than flows, but in Japan's allocator culture, formal intent usually precedes action by 1 to 2 fiscal years. Why 2% to 5% is the number to watch? A 2% allocation to crypto sounds small until you multiply it by Japan's pool of institutional capital. Asset management AUM in Japan sits in the trillions of dollars when pension reserves, insurer general accounts, and trust bank balances are combined. Even a conservative 2% portfolio weight spread across that base implies a multi-year bid that is structural rather than tactical. The cluster in the 2% to 5% range also matters for market structure. It sits below the threshold where crypto would be treated as a core position and above the rounding error zone where it can be ignored. Allocations in that band typically require a formal investment committee memo, a custody relationship, and a rebalancing policy, all of which create sticky demand rather than trade and flip behavior. It is also the same weight band that U.S. endowments and European family offices have drifted toward over the last 2 years. So Japan is converging with a broader pattern rather than defining a new one. The custody and access layer Japan still needs intent is easy. Execution is the part that trips institutions up, and Japan's rules make this harder than in the U.S. or Switzerland. Japanese institutional investors cannot simply open a Coinbase Prime account and wire yen. They need a Japanese-licensed custodian, yen-denominated reporting, and in most cases a product wrapper that looks like a regulated fund rather than a direct wallet. Laser Digital's positioning here is not accidental. The firm is one of the few entities able to deliver crypto exposure inside a wrapper that Japanese compliance teams will accept. Other domestic players, including SBI, Monex, and a handful of trust banks, are building competing rails. The survey is as much an advertisement for that capacity as it is a market read. For users living in Japan who want direct spending exposure rather than wrapped exposure, the picture is different. Card-level options in the country are narrower than in the EU or UK, though a handful of international issuers support Japanese residents through Apple Pay and Google Pay rails. Domestic-issued crypto cards remain rare, and most Japan users still route through offshore accounts for card spending. What this means for the next 3 years? 3 years is long enough for the plumbing to catch up. If 80% of institutional respondents are correct about their own intentions, the intervening period should produce more domestic custody providers, more yen-settled crypto funds, and likely a second wave of ETF-style products once the regulatory template is in place. For price action, the implication is not Japan will buy the dip tomorrow. It is that a slow, scheduled bid is being built into multi-year allocation plans, which historically tightens drawdowns during macro risk-off moves. That is a different kind of support than retail speculation, and one that takes longer to show up in order books. The Nomura survey is not a trade. It is a calendar.